Welcome everyone to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. This is episode 60 and season 3 of Inspiration Sounds, and I'm so happy that you could join me today at the start of this new season. Well, it's been a while since we were on the air, but we're energized, we're inspired, and we're fully into another season of Inspiration Sounds. I guess I should also say thank you to everyone who has over the last few months given me their encouragement and their inspiration. And I had no idea that there were so many people out there listening to Inspiration Sounds. So I'm glad that you do. I'm glad you find it inspiring. And I hope you are gaining some insights from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. I'm Budsamudra, as always. And on today's episode, I think we will go for three stories. Three stories from a children's book from Sri Chinmoy, and the book is entitled The Master and the Circus Clown. So sit back and relax. As always, no matter where you are in the world, chill out, kick off those shoes. Maybe you're listening to this in a car, I'm not too sure, but wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I hope that you're well. And thanks again for listening to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Budsamudra. Here we go. Rowing with One Oar, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. An old man was making preparations to go out in his rowing boat. He wanted to catch fish for the family. His little grandson pleaded with him.
Oh, Grandfather, Grandfather, today you have to take me. You never take me out in your boat.
The grandfather replied,
Oh, it is boring, boring, my child. You will not like it.
No, Grandfather, I will like it. You have to take me.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. You can come with me today.
As soon as they climbed into the rowing boat, the little boy saw that on one oar was written the word work, and on the other oar was written the word pray. He said to his grandfather,
Grandfather, why do you have to pray here? You are going out to sea to work.
There you will be catching fish. Prayer is not necessary. Only hard work is needed. What has that to do with prayer?
So his grandfather very patiently said, Is that so? Is that so?
All right. Let us not use the oar that says pray. Let us only use the other oar, and let us see where we go. The little boy was so happy to be able to prove to his grandfather that he was right. He grabbed the oar and started rowing. Alas, the boat did not go forward. It only went around and around and around and around. It would not go straight out to sea. The little boy asked his grandfather,
Why? Why, Grandfather, is it like that? Why are we not going anywhere?
Life is like that, my child. Life itself has a destination, and at the same time, life is a long road. Now, on this long road, with one leg, how far can we go? We need two legs. Always we need two hands or two legs to accomplish something really great. For everything, God gives us two. If we have good vision in both eyes, then we are perfect. Like that, prayer and work must go together. We cannot separate them. With work alone, we will not be able to reach God. When we are working, we have to keep prayer inside our mind. We have to be in a prayerful mood when we want to see God. And when we are praying, we have to keep in our heart that we are serving God in a very special way. Now let us continue our journey, my child, using both oars, and you will see that we will go straight to our destination. No one can prevent you from thinking about God. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A little girl was playing with her toys. Her mother came into her bedroom and said,
It is high time for you to come and eat.
Stop playing with your toys at once. The little girl did not pay any attention to her mother. She continued playing and playing. So the mother became angry. She took away all the toys and put the child straight to bed, saying, You never listen to me. You are so disobedient. Today I shall punish you. I will not give you anything to eat. Strangely enough, the little girl was not crying at all. She said to her mother, Do not give me any food then. I do not have to eat. In silence, the mother left the room. When the father came home from work, he started looking for his daughter. Where has the child gone? He asked his wife. She is in bed, said the mother. What happened? The father asked. Our daughter is so naughty. She's become so disobedient. I repeatedly asked her to come and eat. Come and eat, I would say, and she would not listen to me. So I took away all her toys and put her to bed without giving her any food. In this way, she will become very hungry, and she will learn to come and eat when I call her. I'm teaching her obedience. The little girl was lying in bed. Her father entered the room and asked sympathetically, What has happened? What has happened?
Nothing has happened, father. I am still thinking what I was thinking.
What do you mean you are thinking what you were thinking? Asked the father. The little girl started to reply,
I am thinking...
But her father interrupted, That you do not have to eat?
Oh, no, father. I do not have to eat.
Then you do not feel sad that all your toys were removed?
No, I do not feel sad, she replied.
Why? Her father asked, most curiously.
Because I am still thinking the same thing. Whatever I was thinking before, I am now thinking. And this thought is giving me so much joy. Mother can prevent me from eating. She can prevent me from playing. But she cannot prevent me from thinking.
What are you thinking? Asked her father at last.
I am thinking that someday I will be God's most favorite child. I will become a good child and then I will be God's favorite. That thought my mother cannot take away from me.
Her father was so deeply moved. Today you have taught me something, my daughter. From you I have learnt the message of God.
At that moment the mother entered the room.
When the father told her what their daughter was thinking, she embraced the child. Both the parents said to their daughter,
Oh, do not stop thinking this precious thought.
We shall follow you. What you are thinking, we shall also try to think. You have taught us what to think of in life.
Saved by Presence of Mind. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budh Samudra Knox. A husband and wife finished their evening meal and went to bed. In an hour or two, both of them were fast asleep. In the middle of the night, a thief entered the house. The wife happened to hear a noise and woke up.
Oh, please, please, get up, get up. Get up, get up, my husband. Catch the thief, she urged.
We have nothing very valuable, he replied.
We have so many things. We are quite rich,
his wife protested. Then the husband said,
Oh, let him take. We have so much. Let him take a little. I do not want them.
No, you have to get up.
Who knows if the thief has a gun, said the husband. I do not want to approach him. The best thing is for him to take whatever he wants to.
Unfortunately, at that moment, the thief entered their bedroom. He was brandishing a knife.
Give me everything that you have, he said to the poor husband and wife.
The husband answered,
I have kept things at different places in the house. You tell me where to take you first.
The thief said,
take me to the place where you have kept most of your valuables. Your money, jewelry, silver, and so on.
All right, said the husband very calmly. I am ready to give you those things because I do not need them. I have so much. No matter how much you take, then we will still have plenty.
The husband was all ready to show the thief where he kept all his precious things, when suddenly the thief got scared and started trembling.
What is this? Said the husband in a puzzled tone. You wanted our valuables, and I am giving them to you.
Oh, no, said the thief. It is not that. I am hearing a noise.
What kind of noise?
The thief stammered. Outside the house, a gang of robbers.
They are after me. They want to catch me and kill me.
They think that I am very lucky. I am smart. I steal from so many people, and then they do not get the things they want. There is nothing left for them to steal, so they have come after me. I can hear them. They will come inside and kill me.
What are you saying? Said the husband.
I cannot hear anything. It is all your imagination.
Yes, I can hear them now.
I know they are going to kill me. Oh, please, please save me,
begged the thief.
Save you? How will I save you? Asked the husband.
He thought for a moment and then said,
all right, here is our bed. You hide under the bed, and then if the gang of robbers comes in here, I will say that there is no other thief in the house. There is nobody else here.
Nobody.
Gratefully, the thief crawled under the bed. The husband whispered something to his wife for a few moments. Then, through the back door, the husband went away. The poor wife was alone in the room with a thief under the bed. So they waited. Before long, the gang of robbers burst through the door and started shouting,
"Where is the thief? Where is that thief?"
The wife began crying.
Oh, I do not know where the thief is.
Tell us then, where is your husband?
Demanded the leader of the gang.
Oh, I do not know. I do not know where my husband is.
You do not know where your husband is?
Echoed the robbers in disbelief.
I do not know where he has gone,
sobbed the wife. Then the leader of the gang started to get very angry with the wife.
Look, we saw a thief coming here. We saw him entering this house. We were at a distance, but we know that he did not come out again. Now, you are saying that you do not know where the thief is, and what is more, your husband is not here. How can we believe it? If you do not tell us where your husband is and where the thief is, then we are going to kill you.
But we promised the thief that we would help him hide,
said the wife, pitifully.
How can I tell you the truth now? If I tell you where he is, then I will be breaking my promise. And if I do not tell you, you will kill me. Which one is better?
The leader of the gang looked and said,
You decide. Either your life is more important or your stupid promise.
Oh, no. Now I see that my life is more important. My husband will come home soon, and if he sees that I am no longer alive, he will die of grief. So I am telling you where the thief is. The thief is under the bed.
The gang of robbers hauled the thief out from under the bed and began beating him ruthlessly. In the meantime, the husband had gone to the police station. He returned with the police, and they arrested the gang of robbers. Look at the intelligence and presence of mind of the husband. First, he offered the thief all his valuables. He said,
You take, you take.
But when the thief heard a noise and got frightened, the husband gave him a safe place under their bed. Then, as he was leaving the house to go and inform the police, he whispered to his wife,
When the gang of robbers comes, you tell them where that fellow is hiding.
In this way, the thief's hiding place was revealed, and he was ruthlessly beaten by the robbers. When we start doing wrong things, like the thief in this story, we continue and continue and continue. But there comes a time when we are caught and punished. Hopefully, at that time, illumination dawns in our lives. Thank you for listening to episode 60 of Inspiration Sounds, and the first episode in our new season. Well, I hope you like those stories. They're a lot of fun to record. It's nice to be back on the air and with you all once again. So my thanks to Jaitra and to Shamangali, who will now put this little package together and put it on Radio Shichumoi for you all to listen to. So my gratitude to them. And wherever you are, I hope you have a great week, that you stay safe and be good. And I look forward to being with you once again in a week's time. But for now, I'm off outside to enjoy the sunshine here in New Zealand. And until we speak again, goodbye.